this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, and here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Art Alley. And Art, are you there?
I am here.
So we haven't talked before, so you're going to have to remind me what you deal with.
Well, about 20 years ago, we launched a biblically based, morally responsible mutual fund family called the Timothy Plan. In every respect, we're like every other mutual fund family in the industry, with a big exception. We do extensive research on what publicly traded companies are doing beneath the radar. And we will not allow our professional management firms to invest in any company that is funding the disintegration of the morals of America, whether it be abortion, pornography, active promotion of the homosexual agenda, or the production or distribution of alcohol, tobacco, or casino gambling, which are...
Well, that sort of limits you in the number of companies you can invest in, doesn't it? So many of the larger companies are part and parcel of this whole movement to demoralize America.
Well, a number of them are. There's about 8,000 domestic publicly traded companies large enough for our funds to invest in. And we screen out about 600 of the 8,000.
Well,
so our money managers for 20 years have had no problems investing our shareholders' money.
And what are you talking about? How large a fund is this?
Well, we're not. We're a family of funds. We actually have 12 funds. And we're right at $600 million.
I see. So you invest. Now, are you bullish on the stock market at the present time? Are you bearish on the stock market? How do you feel about investing in things like gold and silver? Do you think that that's archaic and we should stick with trying to get the economy working again?
The key to the economy working again is to completely overturn the leadership in this nation into thinking people who understand that you can't strangle private business with overregulation, overtaxation, and humongous government programs. America is big. Our economy is huge. If they would simply get out of the way, all this stuff like this morning, jobs disappointed, market goes down. We don't look at the market short term. We look at companies we want to own. But unless things change drastically in 2012 elections, we do not have a bright future for America. We're on the precipice of collapse if they keep going like they've been going. For the I would point people, just keep an eye on M2, and that'll give you an idea of where we're headed in America. And M2
is a measure of... M2 actually? Could you explain to our listeners who may not be acquainted with that figure, M2, what it is and what it reflects?
Most people are not familiar with that, Stan. M2 is simply the measure of total money in circulation, total U.S. dollars in circulation. In any nation that ever had a substantial, dramatic increase in money in circulation, hyperinflation followed. Right now, we are printing money at unprecedented levels, and so I'm keeping an eye on M2. And to answer your earlier question, you know, I don't know where the market's going. I'm very bullish on it if government would get out of the way, but that's going to mean overhauling who's holding office. But in the meantime, my job is to watch out for our shareholders, to try to provide products that might give them a little bit of safety relief. So a couple of years ago, we launched something called our Defensive Strategies Fund. Most of our funds are in traditional financial assets, stocks, bonds, money market. This one invests in hard assets, precious metals, agriculture, energy, base metals, as well as TIPS, that's Treasury Inflation Protected Bonds. So if inflation goes extremely high, the value of your bonds goes right on with it. And real estate, things that under a high inflationary period would at least keep you on the elevator ride. There's nothing in our industry that's going to keep anybody safe. I mean, you can bury money in the backyard. You can keep it in banks earning, you know, a half of 1% interest or whatever they're paying. But if hyperinflation kicks in, that money becomes worthless. So well, you have to do something. And our job is to try to give them a place to come where we're at least in that fund going to keep pace if it occurs. And it may not occur. We just wanted that safety valve out there.
All right, fine. Is that a fairly popular fund at the present time?
Extremely.
All right. Fine.
People are scared.
Sounds
they're
like we
they're
have
very
a caller. Who's calling in?
Hey, good morning, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to ask your guest. He said, if you really want to know what's going on, look at what they're doing with the M2. I was thinking that, and correct me if I'm wrong, 4, 5, 6 years ago, the central bankers said they weren't going to report M2, or was it M1 anymore?
M3, they don't report.
Yeah. Now, the Fed publishes M2 every week, actually, and then on a monthly basis. And it's just one measure. It is not the only thing. There is no only thing, but it's an idea that if this escalates, and you will be shocked at what happened over the last 2 months.
Well, what has happened over the last 2 months?
Substantial increase. Substantial increase. You know, all the hoopla over the raising of the debt ceiling, which I was against. You know, sooner or later, we have got to come back to fiscal sanity. And if we don't, we're going to deserve what we get. You cannot spend 40% more consistently than you earn and expect to survive financially, whether you're a family, whether you're a business, or whether you're a government.
That's right.
Thank well, you. That's exactly what we're doing. We're 42 cents out of every dollar is borrowed. We'll be back in a moment here in part, and if you have a question, give us a call.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or email compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe J. Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is pointing out, Allie, we had a caller. Is the caller still with us? I guess not. Well, basically, of course, M2 has been increasing and increasing quite rapidly, which suggests that we are headed into a period of hyperinflation. And yet, of course, Art, the Fed insists that the inflation rate is only, maybe 2%. They sort of vary this a little bit. But is the inflation just 2%, or is it much higher than that, and we are being lied to?
Well, I don't know how many listeners you've got, but all you have to do is go to the grocery store, go to the gas station, go anywhere right now, and you will see. Prices are in the early stages of escalating. I'm not predicting anything. I'm not smarter than anything. I know we have an economic problem in America. I know we have a moral problem in America. But all those are just symptoms of the real problem we have in America. And if we don't deal with that, we're just kidding ourselves. We have a spiritual problem in America. And until that turns around, I'm not near as positive on America as I could be.
Well, once we
turned our back on God in America, and he removed his hand from this nation, which was only one of two nations in the history of the world that have ever been described as the shining light. And we're turning our back on the other one, Israel. And I heard a couple of ads from some messianic congregations as I was on hold. And we want to do something about that. So I can't say anything about it because it's in registration right now, but October 1st, we are going to add a new fund to the Timothy Plan family, and it's going to be an Israel fund that's only going to invest in Israeli companies. And we're actually going to do a tour of Israel to kick that off in January. A 12-day tour, that's a bargain price. So our investors and brokers that offer us to their clients can meet some of the companies we'll be investing in, as well as do a tour of the Holy Land. But that is very troublesome to me, because not only is our administration turning its back on Israel, but the church is turning her back on Israel. And God's word is very clear about blessing those that bless his people and cursing those that curse them. We're in trouble in America, but all we talk about are the symptoms of the problem, and I had to get that thought in there. The real problem is spiritual, and until we quit chasing the world like we think that's going to solve our problems and start turning to the creator of the world, America is going to remain in a mess, and it will collapse.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. Now, Chris, one of the problems, at least some people it's a problem, feel it's a problem, is that we don't have tariffs. And yet, if we're told if we have tariffs, why, my goodness, the unemployment rate will go up. If we have tariffs, we won't be able to export and we'll lose production. And if we can't have tariffs if we want to trade in this global world market. How do you feel about that situation?
Well, I've heard an interesting statistic, and, you know, all that's coming out of Washington, D.C. I heard that only 3% of those people that we elect to make these kinds of decisions in our nation has ever held a job, a real job. They don't have a clue. America is in trouble because we have strangled the engine that runs America, small business, with over-regulation and high taxation. Jobs would return. I mean, if you're running a corporation, do you want to have your jobs in China or somewhere? You want them here. And if we would just make this environment attractive enough, you would see all them jobs return back and be domesticated. Tariffs, taxes, regulation, that's what's strangling us. And these people, either they're purposefully doing it, which I personally believe is the case, or they're ignorantly doing it, but they're strangling this nation and trying to take it down and turn it into a third world economy. And so far, they've been successful, but at least the last election slowed down that pell-mell race, and I'm hopeful the next election, if the people listening to this call will show up and vote their values and vote for responsible people in the primaries so we have better candidates in the general, things could change. But if God's hand isn't in it, and he could fix it, do you not believe he could fix this in a nanosecond? The question is, why would he? Why would he until his people, called by his name, turn around and start seeking him again instead of chasing the world?
Well, I certainly agree with you, and I certainly agree that the people in Washington, D.C. know exactly what they're doing. They've devised a tax structure to encourage our corporations to move overseas, and nobody ever talks about the fact that if a corporation stays in the United States, they pay 35% tax. If they move overseas, why, they don't pay any U.S. taxes on the products they produce overseas. Why wouldn't any corporation, a responsible corporate executive, move overseas when he could, of course, make tremendous profits over there, bring his products back into the United States, and keep his profits overseas? His obligation is to his tax, to his stockholders, and the tax system is specifically designed to drive our corporations overseas. But nobody ever talks about that, Art. Nobody ever talks about that.
You know, and I think even worse than taxation is the regulation that's strangling our corporations today. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Well, you know,
Who Arthur Laffer is?
Sure.
He was the chief economist under Ronald Reagan. I heard him interviewed here about 6 months ago about the mess we're in economically, because that's his forte. And you know what he said? Because the question was, can we recover from this? He said, I can fix this whole thing in a long weekend with the right people in office and the right backing. It can be fixed, but it isn't going to be fixed unless we get rid of the socialists and the ones with that mentality that are actually making the decisions that are strangling our nation. We deserve the government we have. It's up to us. This is still a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's just the thinking people have gotten so distracted that they're not showing up. Well, the Tea Party movement is a good start that, you know, the basic pro-life, pro-family, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, that the elite in Washington are now terming as terrorists, they care, and they're not going away. But of people that actually claim to have some sort of values, 50% of them aren't even registered to vote, and the 50% that are, only half of them show up at the polls, and of those, because they've been programmed by their pocketbook and all these empty promises that they hadn't figured out never come to pass, they vote wrong in the first place. So until we start educating ourselves, until we start showing up and not letting the ones that get all the handouts make all the decisions, because they do show up. In fact, they get bribed to show up in some cases, until the vast silent majority start showing up at the polls and throw these bums out of office that are destroying our nation. Forgive me for my language, but you know, I'm just fed up with this. Till we do that, we deserve what we're going to get.
Well, I agree with you. Our telephone number, if you're out there across America, would like to talk to ours, is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And I agree with our Phil Laffer. This could be fixed over a long weekend. Number one, reinstitute taxes. Two, stop the overregulation. Stop, the requirements that our corporations, abide by all these rules and regulations, and provide all the excess benefits for their workers. Let them negotiate with the workers directly. But the third and most important thing, of course, would be to change the tax structure so you didn't reward corporations for going overseas. And the most significant thing is nobody ever talks about this. And, of course, it's not necessarily the socialists in government. It's the globalists in government whose loyalty is not to the United States, but to this internationalist dream. And as long as we think it's a fight between capitalism and socialism, we miss the fact that there is another force out there that is dedicated to the destruction of America and lowering our living standards. And it's not the communists. It's the people in Washington, D.C. and New York City. Well, certainly, Art, as you talk to people across America, what sort of response do you get with your message?
Well, you know, my message is not, I don't take the microphone and talk to everybody, but I do talk to a lot of brokers. And you know, we are going to keep doing the right thing here at Timothy. And we're going to keep an eye on what's going on. We do have some things in place, I think, that will protect some people. But the money is, this doesn't matter. What's going on is the soul of America has been, they're trying to put out this light, where America's been the light of the world, ever since inception. And our free enterprise system that played into that, and the freedom that we've had, and the generosity of free people, all kept that light burning brightly. If that light goes out and they're trying to stamp it out, who's going to take our place in the world? And there's nobody. So there is so much more at stake than money. That happened. The money part, that's the business we're in here. And if you're going to invest, then you should. If you're going to invest and you're pro-life, how much money you want to invest in abortion? And yet people aren't even thinking like that. They just blindly go and invest money in all kinds of funds. And these funds are not purposefully owning some of these companies we wouldn't touch, but they're not screening them out either. So why would you want to invest in companies that are undermining the entire moral value system of America through their funding programs and direct involvement in abortion, pornography? Why would you want to do that? It makes no sense to me. But that's the message we get out of it. Keep your money as clean as you can and be as sensible as you can. Pardon?
How long has your company been around?
We launched our very first fund in 1994.
So you've been around, 16, 17 years now?
Yeah, right.
All right. right now, are you sold through regular stock channels, regular stock brokers, or how is your...
Yeah, we have most every broker-dealer in America can sell our funds just like they can anybody else's. People can come direct to us if they don't want to deal with some financial planner. And when we first launched, Timothy, the knock against us in the humanistic way of thinking was if you screen out these companies, you can't possibly get good performance. And my response, which was totally misunderstood, was, so what? You know, what's more important? Now, our job is to get the good performance, but over time, we have proven that our performance is as good as or better than anybody else's. But it's not about performance. That's my job, is to have good management that will invest wisely and prudently and know where our money is, and over full market cycles, performance takes care of itself. It's more about obedience, and that's, you know, that's a word that's gotten almost antiquated today. If people that call themselves God's people will simply do what he says, which is simply follow my commands, and we got an instruction book that tells us how to do that.
All right,
life would be a whole lot better in America.
Moment. If you have a call, a question, our number is 877-254-7524. Right here at the American Speech Time.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Kids Network, and our guest this morning, Art, is with the Timothy Plan. How can people get in touch with your organization, Art?
Well, we make it real easy. Our website is simple. TimothyPlan.com explains everything we do. Our phone number, 800-TIM-PLAN, 800-TIM-PLAN, or 1-800-846-7526. We're glad to talk to anybody about what we do and why we do it and whether it makes sense for them.
All right, fine. Now, basically, as we are moving into the fall here, many people are very pessimistic as far as the outlook for the stock market is concerned. Many people feel that the government is keeping this up artificially. Do you think that there's any manipulation of the stock market by the Presidential Working Group on Financial Markets, or do you think that the market, influence of the market reigns supreme, or does the Fed and the various government agencies have the ability to manipulate the market for its psychological impact on the American people?
Yeah. The market doesn't need manipulation. People just short-term make very bad decisions based on fear and greed. So all they have to do is read the headlines, like the market is down substantially today. That's not a manipulation. That's a result of the news that jobs were a huge disappointment. The market will take care of itself. Short term, it means nothing other than feeding the fear and greed of the investing public. And, you know, the bigger the investor, why, the more impact he has on the market. But over full market cycles, the market has always produced very positive results, yet the average person loses money in the stock market because they make short-term decisions. Investing is a long-term decision. The only real concern I have is if things, and you hit it right, I mean, these guys are progressive globalists, and it doesn't matter whether you have a D or an R after your name. It is a big club out there. Now, you can't use a broad brush because there are some very good, responsible people in our Congress, but they're in the minority. If we can ever return to sanity, I would put every dime I could get my hands on in the stock market because it will explode upwards. If we do not return to sanity, you got to be diversified, pay attention, watch what's going on. But if things were to totally collapse, which they're in danger, they could do. I don't think it'll happen. I'm very positive on what's going on and the candidates that are raising up that are really good, responsible, common sense people. If they replace this crowd in Washington that are the ones that are the globalists and progressives, and the longer they've been there, the more dangerous they are. But, you know, what gives me hope is it can happen. It's up to us. It's not up to them. They don't run this country. They run it during their term. We can change that term every 2 years. And unless we do that, we're going to deserve what we get. Let me give you one example. I just read about fairly recently, and it had to do with New Zealand. And it's a parallel thing. New Zealand at one time was the third most productive economy in the world on a relative basis. And then they started getting their bloated government and government programs and, welfare programs that just dragged things down. And in the late 80s, they elected a true reform government. A true reform government. And the first thing they did was start calling in these departments of government and ask them two questions. What should you be doing? And what are you doing you shouldn't be doing? And the one that stands out in my mind, and it went all the way through every department, is the Department of Forestry. When they went in to answer those two questions, they had 17,000 employees. When they were finished with it, they had 17. 17. So 6 months later, they went out to see, you know, because they had to release all those people. And they felt bad about it, but they went out to see how they were doing, and every one of them were working in private industry, making more money, feeling more productive and content they've ever been in their entire life.
Yes, I remember
it can
that
be turned around.
I visited New Zealand at the time, and everybody was amazed to see what was happening.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have a caller. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Kevin from Fort Collins. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing fine, Kevin. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I've got a question. Sorry, I'm on a cell phone. What's the best thing to do if somebody's got like an IRA or 401k to shift over to the Timothy plan?
Call us.
Okay.
Yeah, we make it very easy. Or if you have a financial consultant, check with them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not
that's
hard to do.
That's all I had.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, again, our number is 877-254-7524. And if you have a question or comment, why, just a gentleman to ask who seems to have a good grasp of what's going on today. What about purchasing gold or silver? Is this a good investment for the private individual? Or would it be better to purchase this on their own? Would it be better to purchase it through you? And if you do purchase gold and silver, what form do you purchase it in?
Yeah, we do. We in our Defensive Strategies Fund, we have some. But, you know, I've been around in this industry for 33 years now. And I have found that any time any investment product is being touted as the cure-all, solve-all, be careful. And whenever you get 3,000 ads a day about gold on television, be careful. The only thing that's keeping gold where it is, because gold has no inherent value except what another person will pay for it, is the unsettled world condition. And in unsettled world conditions, gold has been the store of value that people have turned to, and to a lesser degree, silver, or some of the other really precious metals like platinum and some others. The question is, what's going to happen? If America were to do what New Zealand did and really elect a reform government, I wouldn't own a dime's worth of gold because it's going to fall like a rock. If we don't, it is very prudent to have some money in gold, but certainly not 100%. That has never paid off for people in any investment assets, whether it's tulips or whatever it's the vogue thing is. But right now, it makes sense to be diversified and have some gold as a hedge. But if we ever get it all straightened out, and it's going to take a turnover of Congress, you're going to see this inflated value go back to something reasonable. Yeah, I don't have I don't know any of the answers other than I kind of watch what's going on, and if people will do that, be directed accordingly.
Hold on. We'll be back in a moment. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it.
Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I stand back here, and for the last segment of our program, and what are some of the sort of stocks that you do invest in? Are there any major corporations that the Timothy Plan feel are good investments today, specific general corporations, the large names ones?
Sure. There are always good places to invest, but here's how we work. In-house here, we do the research. We document what these companies are doing, and we will not own them if they're undermining our moral values. We just won't own them. And we give that list to our money management firms. We search the nation to find top-tier professional money management firms that specialize in the particular asset class of our various funds. And we engage them to actually make the selection of how to invest based on our screening restrictions. So they're the ones that use their economic screening to determine, you know, which companies really are good investments and which aren't. And we leave that up to them. We don't make those decisions here. We make the decisions on who manages the money. And we're finally to the point now where I can confidently say I don't think any mutual fund family anywhere in this industry has any better money managers than we do right now across the board. But, you know, we have a number of different firms managing our funds because we've got a wide diversification of asset classes, and so we select the money managers.
What dividends are you paying? What is your growth rate?
Pardon me?
Well, what are you? Are these funds paying dividends to the purchasers?
Well, yeah, some do. The fixed income ones do, but basically, it's a total return investment on most of our funds, and we perform as good as anybody does. And in down markets, we're going to be down, and up markets, we will be up. We believe. And have been, but it's in the hands of professionals, not amateurs that think they're professionals and think they're smarter than anybody else. I mean, these firms are big that manage our funds, and they've got the equipment and the tools to be able to screen the entire stock market to do some gold mining, if you were, to find the companies that really are good values that you'd want to own, good businesses. That are profitable. And that's where they invest our shareholders' money. We're widely diversified. You know, each one of our funds, you know, has between 50 and 100 different companies in it that's constantly monitored by the money managers. So it's a real process. And you know, most mutual funds operate that way with the exception that a lot of them just have their own in-house money management team. And what happens there in too many cases is the companies they like end up going in all their funds. So the diversification gets a little bit inhibited when you do something like that.
Well, do you have any sort of a track record? In other words, what would the average income or the average increase or decrease in value be over the last 5 years?
Well, it just depends on the year. You know, 2008 was a horrible year. 2009 started out horribly because we're in the markets, and if the markets are going down, we're not immune to that. And what broke my heart is some of our investors, finally, they stayed, and they finally lost heart in February of 2009. And that's when it turned around. And had they just stayed, they'd have recovered everything they'd lost. So it depends on the year. You know, it's up, it's down. But over time, we are positive going through the wild movements of the markets today. But it's a very emotional short-term movement. But common sense over long-term is what prevails. And our managers are watching. They're watching the economic situation. They're watching all that stuff. They manage billions and billions and billions of dollars for all kinds of clients. But we're a little unique because they manage ours according to our screens.
All right, final. We have a caller. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Daryl in Colorado.
Go right ahead.
Yes. Your guest there just made mention about precious metals as being somewhat, he was somewhat conservative on his comments to it, and he relied a lot of his opinion, I think, under the understanding that if Congress ever gets turned around, then one might be a little more cautious about gold and silver, per se. My question, the next question then would be, is what do you believe is the likelihood of Congress, i.e., ever getting turned around to the point where stocks could be a solid investment, or realistically?
Man, if I had the answer to that, I'd write a book and get rich like all these other guys do. I am hopeful that there will be significant changes in increased numbers that we saw beginning to happen in 2010. There are good candidates, but there's also a machine up there that gears up to attack the good candidates. And if they can't find any dirt on them, they'll make some up. And people are so naive today, they don't investigate where the truth from fiction. But I am encouraged on the number of presidential candidates I'm seeing running. You know, Obama is a disaster. He needs to be removed, but he doesn't need to be removed by some other guy that looks a little bit better but does the same policies.
In principle, you agree that the government, our administration, is in a terrible mess, and yet you seem to be like almost biased about stock as opposed to metal. Your answer was so conservative on the metal side, I'm concerned that you've given it a fair shake.
Yeah. I'm sorry if I gave you that impression. I'm not biased toward anything. I'm just trying to look at what's going on. I believe a widely diversified investment program it has always been and should always be very prudent. And people that go racing after and putting all eggs in a single basket, whatever that basket is at any time, are going to be in trouble.
Okay, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate your being on this point. Bye-bye.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry. and is a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I stand back here this morning, and certainly our country's in terrible financial shape because, of course, our leaders have a different agenda. Understand that both political parties are controlled by the globalists. They control our military, our banks, our corporations. They control our educational system, our foundations, and certainly they control the media. As a result of that, why, of course, we don't get the truth. And when you listen to radio, watch television, why you're being lied to. Your ideas are being formed by the people who control the major media and then six major corporations, all of which tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you don't have my book, you need to get it, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need my talk on the dark secret, on the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses that go with that. You need the DVD on the Trilateral Commission to understand that they control our government and make mockery of the electoral process. And the idea that this is going to turn around, well, without God's intervention, I don't see how it's going to. And why should God intervene and save America when America has rejected God? Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. I want to remind you, I'll be speaking in Littleton, Colorado, at a meeting on the 17th of September. And if you want more information, why, you'll have to call our 800 number, 800-544-8927. It should be a good day. A lot of good speakers are coming. First time I've been invited to a large meeting with a lot of national Christian leaders. Since I can't remember, I'm pretty much non-compass Baptist because people don't like my message. Well, that's all right. I'm not going to change just because it's unpopular. But it's the truth. I've been at this for 49 years. Longer than most, and I think we have a pretty good grasp on what's going on. Then, of course, we will be having our all-day conference here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay on the 23rd of October. And if you can make it, why, you should. We'll have great speakers. Our telephone number, and remember, we're serving lunch. We start early in the morning. We'll go till evening, and we'll have a panel at the end. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position out there to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, we'd love to hear from you because that's how we maintain our network of 500 stations out across America. And I should 500 stations. I've about 60 to 65 stations. My goodness, I wish it was 500 stations. Anyway, 60 to 65 stations. And our telephone number, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position, why, of course, please pray for our Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Certainly, investment-wise, be very careful how you invest. I believe that gold and silver are an excellent investment. Gold and silver stocks, perhaps some platinum and palladium, be in a very defensive position. Even the central bankers are worried. They're worried because they've lost control. I believe they're losing control. And they know where this is headed, and it's headed to disaster. And it's headed into inflation, and with that, the destruction of the value of our currency. The plan of the elite is to destroy our economy, impoverish our people, and, of course, to lower our living standards. When you understand that, you understand what's going on. Make your preparations accordingly. And so until Monday, when we'll be back again, may the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3360.